Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Have Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And let me see if I can get this all straightened out. All right, there we go. Hey, welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Well, hour number three, if you missed any parts of hours one or hour two, truly encourage you to pick those up. Hour one, I had Rick Manning on to begin with. We talked about the... Well, what all did we talk about? Let's see. We talked... Where did I have those notes at? How interesting is that? All right. Lots of stuff. We talked about the debt ceiling and the impact on that. And one of the things that Rick made clear, and we need people up on Capitol Hill saying this, by the way. Contact your congressman. Contact your senator. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Tell them, don't let Joe Biden get away with lying about Social Security, because that's a hot button topic. I'm going to just tell you, that is a hot button topic. There's a lot of people out there that are impacted if Social Security is not paid, whether it's in June or in July or what have you. And it would be political suicide, I believe, for Biden. However, I think they're arrogant enough to believe that you and I are going to be fooled by who causes this issue. And as Rick Manning put it very clearly, the one who decides whether or not Social Security does or does not get paid is Joe Biden, period. Biden's the one who makes that decision. And so that's a pretty clear thing. But anyway, we talked about that. We talked about the Michelle Obama article that's out on Wall Street Journal, suggesting that Michelle Obama, there's a good candidate for president. So So we had a piece of conversation with regards to that situation, and then one other item that we touched on. Michelle Obama. The missing informant. I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but so last week we did the news conference, and we played portions of that. Claire Lopez and Rick Manning were with me last Wednesday when they came out and they talked about the information that they had, the documentation that they had, and so on, that proved the Biden crime family and the peddling of funds and so on. And then they talked about the fact that they had an FBI informant. And remember that the FBI said, no, they didn't say we don't have the document. What they said is that we're not going to surrender the document to you. Now, that document, as I understand it, or at least some apparition of it, it is actually in possession of Congress already. But in order to validate the whole situation, they want this informant's testimony on record. Well, it's come out today, or actually yesterday. James Comer, the representative who is leading this, the Oversight Committee, said that the whistleblower has lost contact with the informant. Now, you know that the Democrats and the media are going to go crazy over this and suggest that this was all a put-up and it never existed, there never was one, and so on. The FBI is going to cry foul and say, see, we told you, this is why, na-na-na-na-na-na. The narrative is going to shift here. I promise you, the narrative is going to shift here. Okay, so let's put this in context with regards to what the Word of God has to say about these things. Psalm 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity?" Ephesians 5:11-12 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret." John 7:24, "Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." And this is Titus. I love this one. "For there are many who are insubordinate, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party. They must be silenced, since they are upsetting whole families by teaching for shameful gain what they ought not to teach. One of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, said, 'Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith.'" Folks, we're dealing with Cretans. The Democratic Party is filled with nothing but Cretans. That's what they're loaded with. And then let me just add this, and this I keep coming back to this, and I know that there are others now that are doing the same, and that's great. I'm glad that they are, because, well, truth is truth. But Proverbs chapter 6 verses 16 through 19. "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood." Break this down. The arrogance that is being put forth by the Democratic Party, by the Uniparty, in what they are presenting. And they are so... they're so proud of defending, and there was an interesting conversation that took place between someone who was for killing babies and someone who was pro-life, but just asking a question. And they said, "So basically, what you're saying is that the that this is not a baby until it leaves the birth canal. Now this is a baby. We agree this is a baby. Yes, this is a baby. But inside the mother, not a baby. No, inside the mother has the right to choose." And then a third person who was in the room having this conversation said, "Okay, hold on. Let me just ask a question. If the mother is deciding to take methamphetamines while they're pregnant. What about that? And the individual who was for killing the baby just a moment ago, no, that's illegal. They can't do that because that means they're killing the baby. Wait a minute. They're what? They're killing the what? So a mother, a woman, shouldn't be taking methamphetamines or getting drunk or, you know, what have you, these chemicals, because why? Because they're going to harm what? I'm sorry. Say that again. The what? The baby? Anyway, there's your hypocrisy. So, the arrogance of this, that's the proud look. A lying tongue. I mean, let me give you an example of that. So Current Revolt has an article out. Police say Democrat activists lied about statements in the mass shooting. Did you hear about this one? Fred Steven Spainhauer, Senate Democrat Executive Committee member, former Army and police officer, claims that he raced to the scene and called 911 in Allen, Texas, when the shooting took place, rolled over a mother who was lying on a child. I mean, provided CPR, all of this stuff he said. This is what the investigation by the Allen Police Department uncovered. And the Allen Police Department warns of inaccurate information. They said Allen Police Department wants to inform the public of discrepancies with statements made by a witness to several media outlets. Following the shooting at Allen Premium Outlets, Mr. Steven Spainhauer of McKinney, Texas, gave multiple public accounts of his actions. Inconsistencies between these public accounts and investigative facts led Allen Police Department to conduct a follow-up interview. During this interview, detectives determined that Mr. Spainhauer is not a credible incident witness. Factual information is listed below. Mr. Spainhauer arrived between 3:44 and 3:52 and was not first on the scene, nor was he on the property while gunfire was occurring. Mr. Spainhauer did not perform CPR or administer first aid. Mr. Spainhauer did not move a deceased mother who was covering a child. As inaccurate reports can be prevalent in such situations, it is essential to confirm information before sharing it. Please take note of this to prevent unintentional spreading of misinformation. And there's your facts. There's your truth. Very sad situation. All right, let's get some good news in here. In case you missed it, SB 14 passed the Texas House, according to Current Revolt. And I like Current Revolt because I know that the editor at Current Revolt makes certain that he, you know, puts out truthful information, verified truthful information. And I'm really very appreciative of that. So in case you missed it, SB 14 passed the Texas House. Soon Texas children will finally be safe from permanent harm by transvestite psychopaths. The bill passed 92-48, according to Current Records. A shocking twist. Representative Sean Terry, Democrat in Houston, courageously went against her fellow Democrats and stood with her conscience, knowing partisanship isn't a valid reason to allow kids to get irreversibly abused and violated. And here's, let me play this for you, because this was her testimony as she testified in favor of the bill on the floor.
Members, it is out of respect, caring, and friendship for every member of this body that I would like to share my position on this very complex issue. I'm coming from a place of love and compassion and can only hope and pray that it is received in that same spirit. While we can have debates on the best policy approach, I do not believe that any of us in this body actually wants to cause harm to children who are suffering from depression, dysphoria, or any other mental health issues. Over the past 2 years, I have extensively researched this issue and painstakingly reviewed the scientific data in this country and around the globe. I have listened to my constituents, to advocacy groups, and stakeholders both for and against gender modification. As a woman of color, I know what it's like to feel unseen, unheard, and devalued. I have recently been treated that way by some in this process in coming to this vote. That is not what children experiencing gender dysphoria should have to go through. And I believe this debate should never and was never about erasing trans children, transgender children. For me, this discussion is about how best to protect and care for these children as they navigate through the challenging journey of finding the best version of themselves. After listening to the debate today, I absolutely believe we should raise the age to 18 for children to receive GnRH analogs, cross-sex hormones, and to undergo potential irreversible body-altering surgeries. I am assured that this position is rooted in sound policy, which supports the mental health, physical development, and overall well-being of minors. Members in this nation, most all adults, have been united in at least one basic premise, that children deserve protections, special protections, and exceptional treatment under the law. As a legislative body in this state, both Democrats and Republicans alike have routinely enacted legislation which shields children from acts which place them at an increased risk of harm. This principle is established in many areas of public health policy, such as restricting the age to 18 for tattoo services in this state. Restricting the age to 18 to get a tan at a tanning salon. Raising the age to 21 to purchase tobacco, cigarettes, and e-cigarettes. These policies and regulations are in place because we recognize that children should be protected from actions and activities which have harmful health risks or lifelong consequences. This same logic must also apply when approaching the very complex issue of treating gender and body dysphoria in children. As we heard here today, right now in the United States, there is not one universal policy or standard of care on the appropriate age that cross-sex hormones should be administered in children experiencing gender dysphoria. In fact, there is significant divergence amongst both the medical and scientific community. One of the key aspects of this debate is the use of drugs, which delay a female child from menstruating, or a biological male child from physically maturing into his adolescence. Puberty is a natural biological process, as it serves a critical role in both the physical and mental development in all human beings. Concerns have been raised that hormonal suppression of puberty may permanently alter a child's neurodevelopment. It is only honest to admit and accept that we do not know of the long-term effects that prescribing GnRH analogs, cross-sex hormones, as young as 8, 9, and 10 years old, of what that will do to children. Solely for the purpose of affirming gender dysphoria, what we do know is that these drugs can cause harm to a child's health, including the early onset of osteoporosis, incontinence, increased risk of blood clotting, stroke, and heart attack, infertility, and sterility. Moreover, as we all agree, the decision to undergo body-altering surgery to remove healthy breast tissue in biological females or to remove male genitalia in biological males cannot be reversed. While these surgeries should happen after the age of 18, there is no such law codifying that in Texas without the passage of SB 14. Science has already proven that the frontal lobe section of children's brains are not fully developed under the age of 18. As Democrats, we've espoused this principle many times on the race the age to 18 for criminal culpability. The data on teenage brain development has shown that because the prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobe, is responsible for decision-making, planning, and thinking about the consequences of actions, teenagers rely more on another part of the brain, the portion of the brain that unduly influences their emotions, impulses, aggression, and instinctive behavior. Certainly, children as young as 8, 9, or 10 are completely incapable of understanding that these medical treatments may require that they remain patients for the rest of their lives. For example, what are the long-term effects of administering the chemotherapy prostate cancer drug and chemical castration drug known as Lupron to a child who is otherwise physically healthy but is experiencing gender dysphoria? Just last year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration added a warning to the drugs known as puberty blockers. It indicated that there was a plausible association between puberty blockers and pseudotumor cerebri. This condition occurs when the pressure inside the skull spontaneously increases. This can cause brain swelling, severe headaches, nausea, double vision, and even permanent vision loss, according to the Mayo Clinic. Earlier this year, the American College of Cardiology released a study finding that people with gender dysphoria and taking hormone replacements as part of their affirmation therapy face a substantially increased risk of serious cardiac events, including stroke, heart attack, and pulmonary embolism. There's also literature that suggests that long-term use of estrogen and testosterone in children may cause polycystic ovarian syndrome. Despite talking points to the contrary, the data is inconsistent that the rates of suicide and depression will be improved by administering these hormones. Lastly, several European countries, which were on the forefront of administering this treatment, have reversed course. They are taking a more cautious approach now to the use of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones in minors. Finland now recommends psychotherapy as the first-line treatment for gender dysphoric youth. The Swedish Health Authority no longer offers puberty blockers to minors except in exceptional cases, stating the risk of puberty-suppressing treatment with GnRH analogs and gender-affirming hormonal treatment currently outweighs the possible benefits. Certainly, the topic of gender and body dysphoria in children requires careful consideration, caution, and compassion. Sadly, the discussion has become polarized and politicized. In fact, while many of my constituents encouraged me to vote in favor of this legislation, hostile activists on social media platforms have made horrific, nasty political threats to influence my vote against the bill. These personal and often racist attacks on me as an African-American woman are neither productive nor persuasive. Privately, some have shared in confidence that they agree with the bill, but they are too afraid of the retribution. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So it remains my legislative duty and my moral obligation to vote the conscience and core values of my constituency. I will do this today with an open heart and a clear mind. as a thoughtful legislator, mother, woman of faith, and child advocate, I am making a decision to place the safety and well-being of all young people over the comfort of political expediency. It is my core belief and conclusion that we should remain consistent in the premise that children must be given special provisions under the law, as they cannot fully appreciate the long-term consequences of their actions. As such, the best practice should be to raise the age to 18 for gender modification. Moving forward with this prudent policy, we should also ensure that vulnerable children and teenagers have quality access to mental health care that is safe and in a safe and in a supportive environment. Only by taking a careful, compassionate, and evidence-based approach to this issue can we guarantee that we are doing what is truly in the best interest of our children. Thank you.
Wow. I'll tell you what I can say to that is thank you, Sean Terry, for a very thoughtful and very well-spoken expression of your reasoning for casting a vote in protection of children. At the age of 18, people are going to decide what they're going to decide. Our Father God in heaven has given free will to people to make decisions. I pray that between the age of 8 and 18, in that span, that they are able to come to and understand the truth of how God created them, how God made them, his intention and purpose and plan for their lives. But my goodness, as grown-ups, as grown adults, I just want to applaud what Representative Terry said. And the article goes on to tell us that, amazingly, she wasn't the only one that broke ranks. Sean Terry, Alma Allen, Harold Dutton Jr., Tracy King, Armando Martinez, and Marianne Perez all deserve appreciation. Now, okay, so Alma Allen said they meant to vote no. Martinez and Perez said the same thing. But Tracy King, Harold Dutton, and Sean Terry stand by their votes. Let's see. For those who've heard large numbers, there was a technical malfunction in the Texas House. Even the state capitol's voting machines are dysfunctional, causing some who voted nay to instead vote yay. And so SB's co-author Charlie Guerin's vote glitched from a yay to a nay. Texas has made brilliant stride towards protecting Texas kids. So much, in fact, even some Democrats are finally confronting transvestite mobs determined to groom children. So we thank them for this course that has been taken in Texas to protect young children from these permanent damages. And make no mistake, the when you mess with the hormones, when you take these drugs, there's damage that's done. And the evidence suggests that some of this damage is permanent, and that these individuals then end up, I mean, that's why they use Lupron to castrate rapists and have for many years. They know the effects. They know what happens when someone takes that drug. And it's not just something you can take and then say, oh, gee, I didn't mean to do that. It's a permanent and very serious situation. I'm going to take a break. I will be back with more Children Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clan Slight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundahl with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours.
All right, folks, that was a tribute to my good friend, the late, great Mr. Adam Mundahl, and his business is State Air, one of our long-term sponsor. I walked into Adam's office been almost 12 years ago, and By his invitation, I'd reached out to him, and he'd heard about my program, heard what we were doing in the local market there, and he said, "You know what? I believe in everything you're saying. I believe in everything you're doing, and I wanna I want to support what you're doing. And they have been faithful supporters ever since. And literally his dying wish was is that his family would continue that. And I am very grateful to State Air and to his son, Nathan, and to the family for their continued support of our efforts as they, store up treasures in heaven that Adam is enjoying right now as we speak, and that I'm quite confident they will also enjoy as well in supporting our efforts, both here in this program, as we encourage you to know that the only answer, the only true answer to what's happening in our country, the wickedness, the evil, what's happening at the border, it's terrible. Mark Morgan talked about it. If you missed that, you can catch it in hour number two. What's happening in Israel, the parallelisms that are taking place, the use of law in an illegal manner, which is the perversion of law. And you know, when you go into this, right? So a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. I think that's fair. It's incredibly clear relative to the issue of abortion. But Scripture also talks about the shedding of innocent blood in relation to lying as well. A heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. Every bit of this, we're watching all of this. We're watching Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. We're bearing witness to these things. We're bearing witness to these horrific behaviors that are taking place, and the cost of life that is happening as a direct result of this. We can't shy away from that. The other part to this is the efforts to divide us, by race or by whatever other means that they're choosing to go after us. And the fear that they try to cause in the hearts of Christians and believers when we bring forward the Holy Word of God, the Bible. Here's the thing. As if we have to change our belief, which is truth. Look, you either believe that God is God, and the only way that we come to know him is by reading his word. These are letters from the Father given directly to us. These are letters from the Father given directly to us. The Word tells us that Scripture is inspired by God. The Spirit of the Lord coming upon these men to write these words. The inspired Word of God. And it has been discussed and debated and brought to the minds I talked last week about the 55 authors that came together to write the King James Version of the Bible, the scholars who pored over original manuscripts and took the Greek and the Aramaic And Dr. Wormser and I got into that pretty deeply, discussing how they came to write and came to put together the King James Version of the Bible. And obviously, here's the issue. Think about this for a minute. Number one, the King James Bible was completed in 1611. 55 scholars came together to come into an agreement about the words that were translated and written into that Bible. 40 authors over 1,500 years to write the scriptures, the canon of scripture that we receive as the Old Testament and the New Testament, all working congruently. I mentioned about Jordan Peterson, who recently did a study where he found 65,000 threads. When you want to talk about exegesis and the study of Scripture and how the Bible supports the Bible. And so I saw, and I don't know if I posted this or not. I'd like to think that I may have. Let me see. This is, yep, I did. So this is really quite incredible. What Jackie Hill Perry has to say here. I've listened to a few of her things. I'm going to have to spend a little more time listening to what she shares. But I found this one to be quite powerful.
In social media and in culture and in music and in Beyonce's music and in Kalani's music and in whatever the other, and in Santa, like, I'm angry that they are really trying to convince us that all spiritualism is the same. And we have digested this impurity and this, we want so bad not to be legalistic that we actually become profane. We want so bad to have all these freedoms that we are entertaining demons. And you wonder why you are depressed. And you wonder why you are anxious. And you wonder why you have nightmares. And you wonder why you can't sleep. And you wonder why you see things in your room at night. It's because you're opening up doors to all kinds of demons. Close them. Whatever you got in your home that's witchcraft, throw it away. Throw it away. Burn everything you got. Because we are women who are going to love God with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul. We are not going to imitate the detestable practices of the nations. I am angry that the powers that be in social media and in culture and in music and in Beyonce's music and in Kalani's music and in whatever the other, and in Santa.
Straight up. The influence of culture, and we embrace it, as she said. We allow it. We are encouraging it. Now here's another piece that she shared that I thought was again very powerful and very insightful, and worthy of republication, if you will. No, it's just some good stuff. Jackie Hill Perry, check this one out.
Thought about how Eve sees good things in the thing God said would kill her. The problem is, it didn't matter how good the tree looked. What mattered is what God said about it. So let's get practical. We are
now, listen to what she's saying, because this is, man, this is good. This is so powerful. Check this out.
In a culture that will make you believe that you have the right to decide what goodness is.
You hear that? We live in a culture that wants us to believe that we have the right to decide what goodness is. Because, and as Christians, we sit there and we apologize. We apologize. I gotta try to prove my God. What are they proving? They don't prove anything. They don't prove a thing. They make a statement and we say, oh, well, yeah, okay, well, you know, but no, but God says, and they say, well, I don't believe in your God. As if them not believing in God suddenly makes God not exist? Fools. Check it.
That if it's fun, it must be good. If it's pleasurable, it must be good. If it doesn't harm anybody, it must be good. What if it harms God? We never ask that question. What if it grieves God's spirit? And the problem is that the only person in heaven and on earth who has the right, the authority to decide what is good and what isn't good is God. Why? Because he's God. Also because he's good. Have you ever thought about how Eve
listen to this again
good things in the thing God said would kill her? The problem is, it didn't matter how good the tree looked. What mattered is what God said about it. So let's get practical. We are.
And that's the key, folks. What matters here is what does God have to say about it? God says that I created the male and female. God said that I created them male and female. And God said that he gave each a role, a purpose. Now, there are minute details. But he also said that he has instilled in us a plan and a purpose. Philippians 2:13 says that God is working in you to will and to do for his good pleasure. Our responsibility is to turn our lives over to God and surrender to him and say, Father, what would you have me do? There was a miracle story that I just posted. Crazy stuff. And let me tell you, I'll tell you mine in just a minute. But a woman had surrendered to God and said, Father, I just use me. Just use me. And whatever you tell me to do, whatever you show me to do, that I will do. She's driving down the road, and the Holy Spirit tells her, go pull into this gas station. I want you to walk into the gas station, and I want you to go over in front of the soda machine and do a handstand. Now, you're laughing right now. You say, Pastor, you're crazy outside your mind. Well, she thought the same thing. She thought, this is nuts. And then she remembered, but I told God, if you ask me to do it, I will do it. And being convinced that it was of God, she went and she pulled her vehicle in and she walked in, and there was no one else in the store, just the clerk. And she walked past him, went over, got in front of the soda machine, and did a handstand. And she got back down and she headed towards the door. And before she could reach the door, she felt a gentle hand touch her shoulder. She turned around and it was the clerk. And he said, why did you just do that? And she said, well, and he had set a pistol on the counter and then came around and came to her. And she said, God told me to come in here and do a handstand in front of the soda machine. And he said, you see that pistol? Tonight, I was going to take my life. And I said, God, if you're real, then send somebody in here and have them do a handstand in front of the soda machine. Come on now. Years ago, I was driving home from a church service out in California. Quite late at night, the service had gone late, God had moved, it had been pretty powerful. And as I get towards the park that was near our house, I hear the Holy Spirit say, you need to stop and tell this. And I saw this lady sitting on a park bench late at night under the light, just sitting there by herself. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, you need to go tell her I love her. God wanted me to tell this woman to say, God loves you. Man, I'm nervous. It's late at night. I'm dressed in a suit. I look nice. Don't look like a vagrant or anything. But I went around that park three times. And I finally, after wrestling with the Lord and being sure, I stopped the car and I started to walk towards her. As I walk towards her, out of the shadows come three children. And now they're kind of huddled together, and I didn't get real close, but close enough that she could hear me well. And I said, ma'am, I'm not, I don't mean you any harm. I don't mean to startle you. And I said, but God told me to stop, and he wanted me to tell you that he loves you. And she began to weep. And then she regained her composure and she said to me, I have been sitting out here all day because of issues that are happening at home and just all kinds of stuff going on in my life. And I have been crying out to God all day long. God, have you forgotten me? Have you abandoned me? Have you left me? Father God, do you still love me? She said, I saw you. Go around again. She said, I got to tell you, you made me nervous. But I got out of the car and I went and I delivered the message, God loves you. The message that she had been waiting for 14, 15 hours, sitting there in the park, crying out to God, God, have you forgotten me? Do you still love me? I tell you today, God loves you. He's calling you home. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin. Ask him to wash you and cleanse you in the blood of the Lamb, that you might be made well. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Coming up, Texas Fully Loaded on TECN-TV. And for those of you that are watching us on social media, I just encourage you, please consider making a donation to support our India ministry. We'll be most grateful to you for that. You can do it. Go to Cash App, $PastorGreg, CGR, $PastorGreg, CGR. At Venmo, it's @PastorGregCGR, @PastorGregCGR. You can also do it on the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com with the donate button, as well as PayPal.me/PastorGreg, PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Whatever you can do, $5, $10, $20, $100, $1,000. Listen, if you do the $100, by the way, I've still got these books here. I've got some of these books here that Don Jans has generously donated to us, and be happy to send you a copy of all five of these books. You can also support us by improving your personal health. Go to CGRwellness.com, CGRwellness.com, and switch out. Start using the products that I use right back here. the Vibe, which is your base, the Resvante, the Ashwagandha, the Apple Cider Vinegar, the EPA Fish Oil, the Ultra Shot, the Flex, all of it good for you. All right, God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Love you. ChosenGenerationRadio.com.